Brian and Tricia, and it's time for our morning conversation. But before we get into our morning conversation, let's bring up the fact again, for those that haven't been outside yet, you may be surprised when you walk outside to see that it is snowing.
Maybe snowing where you are. Not all of Quixie Nation is getting it simultaneously, but big parts of it are getting some non-sticking snow.
Right. It is not sticking, but it did catch all of us here at the station, all of us off guard when we walked outside of our homes, and it was like, whoa. That's snow.
Here's the thing. At Addington Field, it is 32 degrees.
Okay.
32 degrees is freezing.
Yes. Be careful as you're driving.
Bridges and overpasses freeze before roadways. It is possible as you commute this morning, you will find a slick spot.
Yes.
Do not say we didn't warn you. Let's not have a repeat of a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Please be careful. All right. Morning conversation today. What is your favorite dessert? There is new data, you know, because people... I don't know why. They just like to go and look on the internet and see what people have been searching. And so this company went on and discovered the top desserts that were searched in each state.
Okay.
So for Kentucky, ours is fudge.
I like a good fudge.
I do like fudge.
Do you prefer fudge or peanut butter fudge?
Fudge.
Me too.
With nuts.
I don't like nuts.
I like nuts in my fudge.
No, I don't care for nuts. I don't prefer them, but I can pick those off.
Yeah.
Or eat around them.
Yeah, dig them out.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily my favorite dessert, though. I think it really depends on what kind of mood I'm in. I do like Boston cream pie. I do like that, but I don't have it very often. This week, I would have to say that my favorite dessert has to do with yellow cake because Kathy brought in
Kathy Lynch brought that in.
Gooey butter cake.
Gooey butter cake.
Well, so we had that the other day.
We didn't have it long.
No. Well, I think it was that same night I went home and I had a yellow cake mix at home. And so I made chocolate chip cookie cake out of the yellow cake mix.
Yeah.
And so we had that for 2 days and it's gone now. So that's my favorite this week. So it'll be different next week.
Honestly, if you said you can have any dessert you want, I'm probably more of a pie guy than I am a cake guy. But I got to be honest, that's likely because I'm not a baker.
Okay.
So it's hard to mess up a cake mix. But that's if you want to make a pie from scratch, even if you buy pie crust and fill it, it's more effort and it's way easier to mess that up.
That's true.
And I've never successfully made a pie in my entire life other than chicken pot pie.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, a chocolate pie with homemade meringue on top of it was my favorite thing my grandmother made. And that's probably going back to my childhood. I guess I'm a pie guy over cake most days.
I've just thought of another one that's my favorite, mayonnaise cake.
Yes, and I want to argue with you. I would love to argue with you, but you made it, and I can't taste the mayonnaise.
You can't. And it's not a box. I don't typically make box cakes, you know, from a box. I'd like to make stuff homemade just because I prefer that. You know, nothing wrong with boxed cakes, but yeah, mayonnaise cake is where it's at. That's
and it doesn't even need frosting because it's so moist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have a mayonnaise cake. Well, why do we make this the morning conversation? Now we're going to be talking about this all morning. I'll be starving for
I'm wondering
dessert.
What kind of dessert we're going to get at Chamber of Commerce luncheon today. Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3, Joan Osborne and One of Us. Talking about our morning conversation, what is your favorite dessert? And we bring Anna in with us. She is our news lady. And we just want to know, Anna, young person that you are, maybe you like some kind of hip dessert that we don't know about. You know, you've been out. You've done some stuff. You've seen some things. We're just kind of old and married. Maybe you found a dessert that we don't know about. Tell us, what is your favorite dessert?
Well, after thoughtful consideration, I have to say pretzel salad.
Ooh. Yeah.
What is that?
Yes.
Pretzels.
In salad. No, it's, isn't it a Jell-O dessert?
Well, the one that I really like, it doesn't have like Jell-O. It's, I guess like a cream cheese. I don't cook, so I don't know, but.
Hold on. I'm looking it up. Jell-O salad. Jell-O. What is it? Pretzel salad. I'm just put in Jell-O.
I think people do put Jell-O in.
I like how Trisha's trying to force this to have Jell-O.
Strawberry pretzel salad.
But I like it with pineapple in it, so.
Ooh, that's even different. Okay, it's got Jell-O, it's got pretzels, and it's got sugar.
So don't the pretzels get all like runny and weepy and
it's
soft?
Like
you gotta
the
be
bottom.
Careful. You have to add pretzels in like dead last, or it gets soggy.
I'm so confused.
Okay, so I may be thinking of some. I'm thinking of the one that is the pretzel bottom, the cake part, like the crust. So, all right, so.
So yours is pretzel upside down cake?
I don't make this. I've never made it, but I do know somebody who makes them.
I don't make
them
either.
Pretzel salad.
I just eat it.
You're just like, y'all, thanks for making that.
All right, well, thanks for chairing.
Absolutely.
For chairing?
Did I just say chairing?
Well, none of us can talk today. I'm convinced there's a gas leak in this building or something. Not really, because there's no gas in this building. But
yeah, that was not.
No, there's no gas leak. I'm just being silly. But we're talking, and I'm like, all the words aren't real words. Earlier today, I said I was wearing a Wednesday. I meant it was Wednesday, and I was wearing a pink shirt, and it did not come out right, and I just don't know. And Anna made up a salad that's not real, pretzel salad.
It is real.
If Jesus made any food, it would be pretzel salad.
Oh, strong stance. That's a big flex.
Very good. Hey, we're getting a phone call.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's go to the phone, shall we? Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had you talked about the dessert.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between lemon meringue and coconut cream for me.
Okay.
Talk about pies.
Yes, but you mentioned the mayonnaise cake.
Yeah.
My mother used to make that many, many times. And I had taken it to school one day, and this is like in the late 80s. And they're like, oh, yay, chocolate cake. And they're all eating everything. And I said, yeah, you guys enjoy the mayonnaise cake. And about half of them, like, oh, gross, mayonnaise cake. And I'm like, guys, you enjoyed it while you're eating it.
Here's the thing.
It's the thought of it. Thought of having mayonnaise in your cake, but you can't taste it.
Hardcore. Right. I absolutely do not like and hate and will argue with people about how disgusting mayonnaise is in principle. Tricia made mayonnaise cake, brought it in here, told me what it was. I wanted to hate it so bad. I wanted to just show her how awful it was. I have to admit, it was good, and you cannot taste the mayonnaise.
Right. I mean, the chocolate, you know, overpowers it, and the mayonnaise substitutes for the eggs and the oil in it. So it's a win-win to me.
Yes. This recipe has been in my family for so long, and I'm just going to keep passing it along because my kids like it, too. So mayonnaise cake is where it's at.
I just had to call a chair. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Wednesday. For some reason, we got desserts on the brain. That's our morning conversation. What's your favorite dessert? No judgments. We just want to know.
Yeah, mine is different from time to time. I don't have like one hardcore favorite except for mayonnaise cake, I guess I would put
sometimes
there,
but I just want to pop a candy bar in my mouth.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the dessert. You know?
Okay, that could qualify.
So we're taking your phone calls. We're getting your responses on Facebook as well. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Are y'all still doing that dessert?
Yeah, tell us about your favorite one.
Mine would have to be dirt cake.
Oh, do you serve it with gummy worms on it?
No, we don't add no gummy worms on it.
How do you serve it?
Just pretty much Oreos, chocolate pudding, whipped cream, and then we put Oreos on top.
I like that. It's good stuff.
That sounds real dirty.
It does sound dirty, but it's good.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Brian and Tricia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On the dessert thing, it depends on what you're offering. If it's pie, lemon pie all the way.
Okay.
If it's cake, my daughter makes the best hummingbird cake ever.
Ooh, hummingbird cake. What's in that?
It's got pineapple, bananas, pecans. It has a cream cheese icing.
That sounds really good.
And disappointingly, there are no hummingbirds in it.
No, there's not a hummingbird in it. but it is delicious. If you ever get a chance to try it, it's really good.
All right, I will. I don't know that I'll make it, but if I ever see one around, if I ever see a hummingbird cake just flying around, then I'll sample it.
That'd be great.